If we could go ahead and pull up Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 40. Acts chapter 8, verses 26-40. Tonight, our devotional is Do Not Mistake Religion for Christianity. I think we all know people who are religious. Some people are slightly religious. Some people consider themselves very religious. Quite often, they use that as a cloak for respectability or maybe insurance to quiet their conscience. You can be religious, but you still can miss the point and not know Christ. Why do I say this? Let's think about this for a minute. I'm sure you've heard of a guy named Paul, St. Paul the Apostle. Let's go to Acts 22, verse 3. You'll notice that Paul commented that he was a very religious man. He was a Jew's Jew. He worshipped at the feet of Gamaliel, or was taught, rather, at the feet of Gamaliel. And he was zealous for the Lord's work. He was sincere in his work. But as Paul said, he was sincerely wrong, because he did not know Christ. Religion is a means to an end. It is not the end itself. The purpose of religion is to put man in personal touch with God. And that must be through Christ and through Christ alone. John 14, 16 through 7, Jesus says, I am the way, the life. And in John 11, 25, he says, I am the resurrection. In both instances, he says that no man comes to God except through me. If you want to know God, you have to know Christ. You have to come to Christ. So let's take a look at Acts verse 8. This is the Ethiopian eunuch. We're not going to read the entire thing. Please read that at your convenience. But there are certain points we need to take a look at. Take a look at verses 26 and 27. What do we see here? Verse 26, 27, of Acts chapter 8. Sorry, I lost my place here. If you look at Acts chapter 8 there, verse 26 and 27, what you see is divine guidance, no delay. You go right now, as Philip told the eunuch. Then in verse 31, it says that, think about this man, this Ethiopian eunuch. He was a very powerful man, a very knowledgeable man, someone who had high status. And who is Philip? Philip is a sweat-stained, dusty traveler, just a stranger. Definitely below the status of the Ethiopian eunuch. Yet the Ethiopian eunuch was humble enough to listen to Philip and accept his teaching. So no matter what your status is, you need to humble yourself before God. Verse 37, you have to believe with your heart, not the mind. You believe with your heart. This change that God, through Christ, brings in us occurs in our heart, not in our mind. In verse 39, this is the secret of true, everlasting joy. Please note that it took all four aspects to effect this change in the Ethiopian, to change him from a religious person, because no one can deny it, the Ethiopian religious. He was studying constantly. He had a thirst and a desire to learn, but he did not know Christ. Until verse 26, the angel appeared. Verse 29, the Spirit was involved. Verse 28 and verse 30 both mention the Bible. And finally, it took Philip himself. Those four aspects to bring the light to the Ethiopian. It's not something you can do by yourself. You need help, and you need to provide help to other people. That is the difference between Christianity and religion. It's active, it's interactive, and it requires work on your part. Some may be religious. You know, a lot of people attend church regularly. They read the Bible every day. They do good works. They consider themselves good men, and by everyone's account, they live good lives. But they still miss the point. Think about this for a minute. You go to Christ for life, and I mean that in both senses of the word. You go to Christ for life eternal, and you make a lifetime commitment to Christ. You're not religious. You are a Christian if you do that. Very quickly, if you could, let's go to John chapter 5. John chapter 5, verse 39-40. And I will read that in just a moment here. John chapter 5, verse 39-40. It says, "You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which they testify of me. But you're not willing to come to me that you may have life." Let's not make that mistake that so many people do. Let's not be religious. Let's be Christian. We never want to close our devotional without giving those who need a chance to come forward. If you need the prayers of the church, if your life is wrong, you need to put it together. If you feel you have been religious but not a Christian, we are here, the entire church, the entire congregation, to help you as we stand and sing.